Gaeta is going to go into the rings. Your sister and her boyfriend are going to fly the spacecraft. Nodding, Holly said, "Yes, Pancho told me." Neither of them spoke for several heartbeats. Then Tavallera asked, "Is that what you wanted to talk to me about?" She started to nod, then caught herself. "No, Raul, there's something more." "What?" Gathering her courage, Holly sat up straighter and said to him, "Raul, I'm sorry that I made you think I was only interested in you because I wanted you to fly the ring mission. I fell in love with you before the silly mission ever came up." "There," she thought, "I've said it. I've used the L word." She held her breath, waiting for his response. Tavallera's stony expression melted. His eyes seemed to glow. "Jesus, Holly, I love you too." She felt like dancing across the room. "Come on over here, Raul, and bring a bottle of wine." "Champagne," he said, grinning a mile wide.
Professor Wilmot's oral diary. "This entire habitat is reverberating with campaign politics. I never expected these apathetic, disaffected rejects from earthly society to become so excited about a political campaign. But they are organizing petition drives, setting up parades, filling the news broadcasts with speeches and speculations about who will be our next chief administrator. There, even I have fallen into the spirit of things. I said our, didn't I? Let me go back and check. Yes, our. Fine attitude for an anthropologist who's supposed to be studying these people dispassionately. Everly has everyone excited about the prospects of getting rich from mining Saturn's rings for their water ice. He's already getting bids for water deliveries from the miners' habitat at Ceres in the asteroid belt, and there are rumors that Selene is willing to enter into a long-term contract for purchasing water. Holly Lane, on the other hand, has most of the women energized over the zero-growth protocol. It looks as if she'll easily get enough signatures to force its repeal. Plenty of men are signing the petition, probably because their women are denying them sex unless they do. It's Lysistrata come true. Old Aristophanes would be splitting his sides with laughter. There's only one small voice objecting to Eberly's plan for mining the rings. The woman who claims there are organisms living in the ice. There are rumors that she's trying to send a mission to the rings and collect samples to prove her point, despite Eberly's opposition. Meanwhile, poor Urbane is still trying to re-establish contact with his vehicle on Titan's surface. The machine has not sent up any data since it landed 4 months ago. 29 March 2096, Eberly's office. "I think I know why you asked for this meeting," said Eberly, with a trace of smugness in his expression. Jake Wanamaker and Manuel Gaeta sat on the two leather and chrome chairs before Everly's desk. Neither man looked cowed or subservient in the slightest. On the contrary, Gaeta seemed determined, Wanamaker downright belligerent. "We've come to inform you that we're going to use one of the transfer craft," said Wanamaker. "For another ride out to the rings," Everly said. "I found out about your little mission. It's for Dr. Wonderly, isn't it?" "That's right," Wanamaker replied. "And why should I help you to conduct a mission that might confirm that there are living creatures in the rings? That wouldn't be in the best interests of this habitat." "It wouldn't be in your best interest, perhaps," Wanamaker said evenly. Smiling at them, Everly said, "My only interest is the welfare of this habitat. As chief administrator, I am responsible." "Never mind the mierditas," Gaeta muttered. "We're not going to vote for you anyway." Eberly broke into a bitter laugh. "So, why should I help you?" "As you said," replied Wanamaker, "for the good of the habitat." "And how would finding living creatures in the rings benefit this habitat, except to bring another horde of scientists here? We're going to mine those rings for their water content. We don't want any interference from scientific do-gooders who think every little bug in the solar system is too sacred to touch. Looking at Gaeta, he added, "You wanted to go to the surface of Titan, and Urbane wouldn't let you, remember? Why should you help the scientists?" Before Gaeta could reply, Wanamaker leaned his broad-shouldered body toward the desk. Everly reflexively tipped his chair back, away from him. "Let me draw a picture for you," Wanamaker said, raising his big-knuckled right fist, extending his index finger. "First, let's say we don't go to the rings and you start mining operations. The scientists will examine some of the ring particles your miners bring back. They find organisms in the ice. They call the ICU. The ICU asks the International Astronautical Authority to put a halt to the mining." Eberly's chiseled jaw went up a notch. "Just because those earthbound bureaucrats," Wanamaker silenced him by raising his next finger. "Okay. You tell the IAA to stick it where the sun don't shine. They send a ship full of peacekeepers to enforce their ban on mining. What do you do then?" Frowning, stalling for time to think, Eberly temporized. "They wouldn't send troops. Not right away. Maybe not right away, but sooner or later. The whole scientific community from Mercury to this habitat would be raising a howl about killing off the ring creatures. We'd fight them in the world's court. And lose. We'd declare ourselves an independent nation, not subject to the IAA's regulations." Nodding, Wanamaker said, "You could do that. The rock rats over at Ceres would probably support you. They need the water. Maybe even Selene would come in on your side. And what would you have?" "A war," Gaeta answered. "An interplanetary war." "Which you couldn't win," Wanamaker said grimly. "This eggshell could be blown away before you could blink an eye." Eberly's voice went hollow. "They wouldn't do that. Are you sure? Are you willing to take the risk?" For a long, long moment the office was absolutely silent, except for the whisper of the air hissing through the ventilation ducts. Wanamaker raised a third finger. "On the other hand, suppose we go out to the rings and find that Wonderly's wrong. There aren't any bugs living in the ice particles. Then you're free and clear. But if there really are ice creatures out there..." "If the rings harbor living creatures, it's going to come out sooner or later," Wanamaker insisted. "You can't keep it a secret forever. Isn't it better to know now before you start making promises that you can't keep?" "Before you start a fucking war?" Gaeta threw in. Eberly was thinking as fast as he could. A war. This habitat could be destroyed, just like the rock rat's habitat at Ceres was wiped out. We could all get killed. I could get killed. "We need your approval to use one of the transfer craft," Wanamaker said. "The form is in your mail. It needs your signature." "If they find living creatures in the rings," Eberly was thinking, "I can blame the scientists for not letting us mine the rings. I can blame the ICU and the IAA. The people will see that it's not my fault. They won't blame me. They'll still vote for me." "Well," Wanamaker demanded, "what's it going to be?" "I'm trapped. No matter what I do, I'm trapped." "What's it gonna be?" Gaeta repeated. "I can show the voters that I've been forced to give up on the ring mining idea," Eberly thought, "or maybe ask them if they want to fight for their rights. Yes, that's it. I'll lead them in a battle for our independence. I'll appeal to the people of Earth not to destroy us, not to kill 10,000 men and women over some microscopic bugs. That could work. It doesn't have to come to a war. And if it does, I can negotiate a peace agreement to become the peacemaker, the man who saved the habitat from destruction." Wanamaker cleared his throat. Eberly called out, "Computer!" The smart wall to the left of his desk began to glow. Eberly asked for the permission document that Wanamaker had sent. It appeared on the wall. He picked up the stylus on his desk and signed his name on the desktop touchpad. His signature appeared on the document displayed by the wall screen, bold and flowing. Wanamaker got to his feet, satisfied. "Thank you, sir. You've done the right thing." "Yes," said Eberly. "We'll see." Gaeta rose too. Now all we gotta do is fly out to the Fregato rings. Eberly nodded, thinking to himself, I hope you get yourself killed out there. You and your whole crew.